flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Steve Geller along with Jeff Nowak and sitting in with Saints wide receiver Bub Means. Bub, how you been doing?
I'm doing great. How about y'all, man?
We're doing fantastic. Rookie season here in New Orleans, and right away you get to be a part of the madness of a Super Bowl in town. I know obviously you'd rather be playing in the game, but what's it been like experiencing this whole festivities going on in the city right now?
It's been hectic. I know
you're busy.
Yeah, it's been real busy week, man. Eventful week, but I can't complain, man. It's a lot of love out here. It's a lot of support. It's a lot of great people, man. And the Super Bowl just brought everybody out, man. They brought everybody out to the city, and it just looks great to have all these people in New Orleans.
You know, I feel like you're really coming along in that rookie season, and the ankle in LA really set you back. First of all, how is that ankle doing? Are you back to 100%? And, you know, how do you feel about those games, those few games you had with that opportunity with Spencer and, the offense?
First, yes, my ankle, I got cleared not too long ago. I got awesome. Cleared like a week and a half ago.
Nice.
And two, I feel like I got an opportunity to showcase my talents a little bit. I didn't get to showcase everything, but I got an opportunity to showcase what I could do. And I gave them a glimpse of what is in store and what I can, you know what I'm saying, bring to the team next year. So I can't wait to get out there, new coaches, new system. Let's see what happens.
That's the big buzz right now, obviously, new head coach.
Yeah.
And it's hard to even think of what this Saints offense is going to be like next year and who's even going to be around. But I guess what is something you looking for in your sophomore season in the NFL?
I'm just looking forward to more opportunities.
Like, yeah.
All I need is another more opportunities. You see what I can do with the little opportunities I got. So, like, I'm excited to see what I can do with more opportunities, get it granted, either special teams, on the field, however I got to get on the field to contribute to wins, that's what I want to do.
Hoodats are excited to see you too, for sure.
Yes, sir.
You know, Bub, you know, something we talked about in the preseason and we saw it kind of develop is you and Spencer Rattler, seemed that there was a connection there. What were your thoughts on how he finished out the season and kind of that second run? Obviously, you would love to be a part of it, but did you feel like he took a step forward leading that room as a quarterback?
Yeah, I feel like just watching Spence from when we got drafted to rookie minicamp OTAs, just through the whole process, Spence has just kept improving, kept getting better, mentally, physically, he always had the game. Like, physically, he's talent through the roof. But mentally, I feel like he just keeps getting better and better and better, and he's developing to what we going to see, what I think is going to be a great quarterback. He's going to have a great career. But I feel like the first few games he showed, okay, he was getting comfortable, and now, like, after he got another chance, it was like, okay, now, like, I'm comfortable, I'm getting my feet wet, I can play my game a little bit. Like, I feel like I'm excited to see what Spence gonna do next year.
Looking at Sunday's game, putting you now in the analyst role, what do you think about this matchup between the Chiefs and the Eagles?
Oh, it's gonna be a great game. I feel like it's a game of a high-flying, high-scoring, fast, like, big play offense with the Chiefs and a ferocious, crazy physical defense with the Eagles. So, like, it's going to be great. I can't wait to watch the game.
I know you guys got to play both of those squads this year.
We got to play both of them, you know what I'm saying? So I know firsthand that it's going to be a great matchup, in my opinion. Like, they match up pretty smooth.
Yeah, that matchup against Philly really looked like a bruiser.
Yeah.
definitely appreciate the time, Bub. I know you got tons to do. Appreciate you stopping by here, WWL Saints Radio. Have a good one and enjoy the rest of the Super Bowl weekend.
Appreciate y'all for having me, man.
Thanks, Bub.
Appreciate you.
Saints wide receiver Bub Means, a shortened rookie season, the fifth-round pick out of Pitt. Just 9 receptions, 118 yards, and a touchdown. Unfortunately, an injury sidelined him early on.
Yeah, well, I mean, mid-season, really, but yeah. he wasn't there early on because you had the other receivers healthy. And then that's honestly one of my bigger disappointments for the second half of the season, is it would have been really nice to see him and Spencer Rattler kind of continue to build that connection, because I think it existed. I think they built something during training camp, and you saw it kind of in that early run with Spencer in that starting role. You never got to see it that second time around. But I think Bub's a good receiver. I think he can you know, develop going into year two. He's a big guy. He's physical. Right. He can block on the edge. I'm rooting for him. He has a good mentality. He's an easy guy to root for.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.